Madison Schroeder sat in a conference room at a State Patrol training center in Golden Valley Saturday, surrounded by more than a dozen other women, including five current members of the patrol and several other women like her who want to know more about working for the State Patrol.
I know the LEADO program is for me. I know State Patrol is where I want to be.
Schroeder is currently a court operations associate in Ramsey County. She's interested in the Law Enforcement Training Opportunity, or LEADO program, for people with no law enforcement background.
And women, of course, are on the rise in law enforcement, so it would be really cool to be a part of that movement of all women interested in this male industry, which I totally think is really changing, and it's really cool.
The patrol has had some success in recruiting women, but they aren't nearly where they'd like to be, says State Patrol Lieutenant Colonel Rochelle Schroefer. She says about 10% of their troopers on the state's highways are women.
And that's not just a State Patrol issue. I think that the law enforcement field in general is a bit behind the average percentage of employed females in the workforce.
While this event aimed at recruiting women has been going on for 5 years, the patrol is seeing what many other law enforcement agencies have seen over the last couple of years, a tougher time recruiting. Schroefer says they've been a bit more intentional in getting out to recruit.
We've been doing the non-traditional, what we call our LEADO recruitment program, for quite a while. So I wouldn't say that we've changed things. I certainly would say that we are trying to get out there in front of the potential recruits, applicants, as much as we can.
Recruiting police officers in general has become more common. Bloomington Police Chief Jeff Potts is the vice president of the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association.
Nationally, not just here in Minnesota, but nationally, there's been a pretty significant reduction in the number of applicants that are coming into law enforcement in positions. So if a police department is looking to hire, they'll ask for applications, and I think many, many cities are less than half of where they were just a couple years ago.
The Chiefs Association launched a new program last week called Wear the Badge to help with the recruitment of police officers.
The Chiefs Association was asked, what can we do to try to reverse that current trend where we're seeing maybe not as much interest in law enforcement, not as many people are taking the peace officer's exam.
In Minnesota, the total number of post-board exams taken fell about 8% between fiscal years 2017 and 2018. That number has dropped by more than 25% since 2014. Nate Gove, the executive director of the Minnesota Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training, says economics are contributing to recruitment issues.
And I think anytime you have a robust economy with historic unemployment rates, I think that puts pressure and competition that law enforcement has experienced with other industries, which are also really encouraging people to join their particular profession.
Back at the State Patrol recruitment event for women, State Patrol Lieutenant Colonel Schroefer talked about her own path from the private sector to the State Patrol in 1998. She says it was a great move for her, and she encouraged the women around the table to consider the same path.
I would ask you this, if you're seriously seeking a career in law enforcement, please consider the State Patrol.
Schroefer reiterated her hope for more women in uniform with the agency.
We're doing all the things we can do to entice and encourage good recruits to come to our organization, so we're eager to have you.
Peter Cox, NPR News, Golden Valley.